not proud, but that was me. And when I face it, I take back a little dignity. Not looking for excuses, I just want to be free from the power weakness head on. Hi, everyone. I'm Jean McCarthy, and this is a very special episode of The Bubble Hour, the podcast where real people tell their stories of addiction and recovery. And today, well, the holidays are upon us, so I've asked some beloved friends of our show to send in their best wishes for all of you. So please enjoy.
Hi, Bubble Hour listeners. This is Lotta Dan, a.k.a. Mrs. D, wishing you a safe and sober Christmas and New Year's. Here's my favorite party tip for having fun without booze. Make a mental list of all the things that are inherent in an event that are making it special. What are the things that are making this party or event special? Things that aren't what liquid I've got in my glass. Is it that you're wearing a new outfit? Is it that you're seeing people you haven't seen for a while? Is it that you're not at work and you're not answering a bunch of emails all day? What is it that makes this event special? We give the liquid in our glass so much power to make things fun, and it's just ridiculous because oftentimes there are all these other things that make it special, so really focus on those. And also, don't forget to connect with other people who are sober. It's really important because sometimes you feel like you're the only person in the world that's not boozing your way through the holidays. It's not true. There are so many of us. I'll be spending the holidays with my extended family, my family, and also my husband's family. We're travelling away to where they all are. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to just being together with them. We've got some pretty gritty stuff going on both sides of our family. This year's been quite hard in some respects. And so I really just want to come together with them and just feel the love, basically. The thing that's hardest for me this time of year is probably, if I'm honest, New Year's Eve itself. We go camping with a big group of people, and a lot of the people in our group still do, you know, see it as a boozy night. It just is for them. And they're all lovely people, don't get me wrong, but it just means that the energy isn't really my kind of energy for the evening. So I try and really focus on the other things that make it special, which is always the kids. You know, they're always desperate to stay up till midnight, and we have a bit of a disco and wave our glow sticks around, which they just love. So I really focus on that, and I also really focus on how good I know I'm going to feel waking up on New Year's Day, hangover free and ready for the year ahead. I just love that New Year's Day wake up. So that'll be my focus to get through New Year's Eve. Keep an eye out for my new book, which is coming out in the middle of 2020. It's called Wine O'Clock is a Crock, What's Really Going On with Women and Alcohol. It's just a big analysis of the situation we find ourselves in right now in our communities with alcohol, what's going on social media, you know, all of the manipulation that goes on and what sort of impacts it's having on women. It's a big job. I've been writing all year. I'm nearly finished. Can't wait to have it done. So, yeah, look out for that one. But in general, just lots of love to everyone, especially if you're going and this is your first sober holiday season. You have got this. Cheers.
Catherine, the ghost of Bubble Hours Past, sending you best wishes for a sober holiday season. When attending parties, I like to talk to another sober alcoholic before and after the event. I always eat before I go, and I make sure I can get home on my own, since I don't hesitate to leave early. The holidays can be a bittersweet time of year, and now that I'm sober, I'm learning to let all the feelings in, from grief to gratitude. Staying close to my sober community helps me share it all. We don't do any of this alone. I'm sending love and light and angels for the sober journey to all of you.
Hi, Bubble Hour listeners. This is Patty Clark, author of This Way Up, 7 Tools for Unleashing Your Creative Self and Transforming Your Life. I want to wish you all a safe and sober New Year's. Here's my favorite party tip for having fun without booze. Close your eyes and dance like nobody is watching and like nobody cares. Because you know what? No one is watching and no one really does care because they're all so concerned with themselves. Just relax and have fun. And don't forget to be gentle on yourself. This can be such a stressful time of year. Get lots of sleep and read plenty of books that feed your soul. I'm in New Zealand, where it's summer over Christmas and New Year's, so I'll be spending the holidays by the beach and spending them with my son. I'm especially looking forward to spending time with my son, who's coming back to New Zealand from Scotland. So incredibly grateful. And the thing that's hardest for me this time of year is to remember to take care of me and to say no when I have to. Keep an eye out for my new book, Recovery Road Trip, coming out hopefully next year, but you know, these things take time. I'll keep you posted. Sending out lots and lots of love to everyone. Happy holidays and wishing everyone a fabulous new year.
Hi, Bubble Hour listeners. This is Amanda, former co-host of the Bubble Hour, wishing you a safe and sober holiday season. I wanted to share some simple party tips for having fun without booze. The first tip I would have is to have a plan. If you're going to a party and you know there's going to be a lot of booze there, you might not want to stay the whole time. So if you're riding with someone else to the party, it would be good to have a conversation with them in advance to say that you might not want to stay the whole time. And if they're not on board with leaving early, that maybe you should take two separate cars. If the person that you're going with doesn't know that you're not drinking, that does make it a little bit more challenging, but perhaps you can, you know, have some other reason why you want to take two separate cars. The other thing, another simple tip I recommend is to bring your own non-alcoholic beverage with you. Depending on the host, they may or may not have non-alcoholic beverages. I know when I was a host back in the day, I don't think I did. People would be stuck with tap water. So, you know, it's always best to be prepared, have something that you enjoy, something maybe a little bit special and festive that is non-alcoholic so you can feel part of the party. And, you know, depending on where you are on in your sobriety, I would say, you know, try your best to just focus on having fun with the people that you love and enjoying them and not to focus on what you are missing because, you know, over time, I think you will come to realize, you know, with a little sobriety under your belt, you're really not missing anything. Although in the beginning it is hard to believe that, but I can promise you over time that becomes very true. Also don't forget, you know, one important thing is if you are in a bad place, if you're early in your sobriety and you don't feel comfortable being around alcohol, you can stay home. I know most people feel a lot of pressure to attend, you know, holiday parties, whether it be at work or a family party. But I can tell you that my first holiday was Thanksgiving. I was about 90 days sober and I was in a really bad place and I made a choice to stay home. And I didn't stay home alone. I don't necessarily recommend that. I went to a recovery meeting in the morning and my best friend, Ellie, actually former co-host and founder of the Bubble Hour, came over that evening and we hung out and we just chatted and you know, enjoyed the day. But I did not attend that first holiday because I just did, even though I did not have any desire to drink at all, I just did not want to put my sobriety in risk in any way, shape, or form. So I chose to stay home. And then, you know, the following month, I went to Christmas. I did attend that, and there was still plenty of alcohol at that holiday, but I felt a lot more solid. I was in a good state of mind, and I just went and enjoyed my family, and I had a great time. But that first holiday, it was very important to me to stay home. So if you're feeling squirrely, I just want to give you my personal permission to stay home if you feel that's the right thing for you to do.
This holiday, I am really looking forward to seeing my dad and my family and just relaxing and enjoying the holidays. We don't make a big deal out of it anymore. It's pretty laid back, and I love that more than anything. The one thing I will say that's hardest for me this time of the year is missing my mom. But I just, you know, keep in mind that she's always there with me, and just think of the Christmases of the past where we shared so much together, and just try to think of the happy times. So that's just a little quick note from me. Lots of love to everyone, and all the best for the holiday season. And just remember, the greatest gift you can give to yourself is to stay sober. Love you all.
Hi, Jean, and all you Bubble Hour listeners. This is Laura Ward from the Quit Whining blog, wishing you nothing but the very best as you celebrate the holiday season with family and friends. When you're going out to parties this time of year, I encourage you to take two things: either a special beverage for yourself, or knowledge of a special beverage you are certain the host or bartender can prepare for you. It's always easier to maintain your sobriety when you've given yourself something to look forward to in place of alcohol. Simply trying to abstain can feel an awful lot like deprivation, and that's no fun. But giving yourself a special treat? There's nothing better. And take something that reminds you of your why. Whether it's a photo or a motivational quote or something else entirely, just a little thing you can tuck in your pocket to remind you of your decision to stay sober. And I'm going to share a third thing because, of course, your phone. We almost never leave them behind. But remember, your phone is your lifeline to online sober support communities, as well as friends you can call or text if you need to. Three things I always take with me this time of year are bags of my favorite tea, because you can get hot water anywhere, my favorite essential oils to breathe in when I need to get grounded and refocus, and I always take a permission slip to leave early. I'm working hard on some wonderful group coaching programs for the new year, and the thing I'm most looking forward to in 2020 is celebrating 5 years alcohol-free. My wish for you is peace, love, and true and meaningful connection with your soul's desire. Be well, my friends. You are amazing.
Hi, Bubble Hour listeners. This is Emily Lynn Paulson, author of Highlight Reel, Finding Honesty and Recovery Beyond the Filtered Life. I want to wish you a safe and sober new year. I also want to give you my favorite party tips for having fun without booze. First, bring a sober friend. Truly, there is safety and comfort in numbers. And don't forget to bring non-alcoholic drinks for yourself and even some for the host. There may be other people at the party who want a booze-free drink. I'll be spending the holidays with my husband and kids, going ice skating, going to movies, finding some snow, going sledding perhaps, probably drinking too much hot chocolate. I'm especially looking forward to just unplugging. Holidays can be a time of too much obligation, even for kids, and I really love giving my kids and myself the space to do, well, nothing. Just hang at home, read books, watch TV, play games, sleep in, because that's the thing that's hardest for me this time of year, taking care of everyone else and not taking care of myself. So I want to be sure that my kids see me taking care of my own needs. It's a good way to regroup and get centered for the new year. Keep an eye out for me in 2020. You can find me on Instagram at Highlight Reel Recovery. I'll be hosting a dry January group, and I will be, fingers crossed, giving a TED Talk in the new year, and there just might be another project in the works for me. You'll have to stay tuned. Lots of love to everyone, and all the best.
Hi, Bubble Hour listeners. This is Ellie, co-founder and former co-host of the Bubble Hour, wishing you guys a safe and sober and healthy and happy holiday season. Here are my favorite party tips for having fun without booze. I guess the thing that helps me the most is to be really clear on the things that I should go to and the things that I shouldn't. I try to listen carefully for feeling obligated to go somewhere, like, oh, that's one I really should go to, can sometimes be an indicator that it's one that I should give a pass on. If it's with toxic or difficult people, or I'm going to be alone, or I feel that just kind of belly barometer intuition that it may not be a good idea, then I usually give it a pass, politely but firmly. And if I am going somewhere, I like to either bring a friend or put someone on alert that I'm going to be in a situation that could be tricky. I have a safety plan. I have my own transportation. I also make sure that I bring beverages that I like to drink and keep it in my hand. And that really enables me to let go and have a really good time and enjoy the conversation and enjoy the people. And when I feel the party start to shift and get less fun or it gets too late, then I gracefully make my exit and go home to my safe and cozy and sober home and do the things that I like to do that bring me peace. I think this holiday I'm really looking forward to a kind of quiet Christmas with my family. You know, we've been through hard times and there were Christmases that I was in treatment or away. And so every Christmas that I have with my family is something I'm extremely grateful for. And so I'm really looking forward to just having a quiet, peaceful, zen-like Christmas. And please, everybody, don't forget self-care. This is a time of year when we can run around and happily do things for other people, sometimes unhappily doing things for other people. But self-care is really important, so carve out some time for yourself, especially on the days when you don't think you have time to do it. Even 10 minutes of just sitting quietly or going for a little walk or reading a book, sipping a tea, doing a crossword, just find things that you love and make time for yourself because you deserve it. So here is one sober sister reaching out to all of those other sober men and women that are doing their best and then are out there swinging. Remember, you don't have to go through anything alone. And happy holidays to everybody.
Hi, Bubble Hour listeners. This is Veronica Valley from the Soberful podcast, and I am here to wish you a very safe and sober New Year's. So here is my favorite party tip for having fun without booze. Whatever event you're going along to, just go and see how you can be of service and how you can contribute. Because by doing that with that kind of mindset, you'll find that you'll connect with people. And it's actually connection that we're looking for, and connection that gives us the opportunity to have fun and to have a better experience. So just go to any event you're going to looking for connection. And a great way to connect is to be of service or to just be helpful and show up with that mindset. Don't forget to stay grounded and remember what's important about this time of year. And it's not buying stuff and food or any of that kind of stuff. It's about spending time with the people you love. And that has to be our priority. I'll be spending the holidays with my family, with my two little boys and my husband, and trying not to get too out of control with buying too many presents for them and making sure that our holiday is about connection. And then I'm going to be spending New Year's, hopefully, in Cancun, getting a bit of winter sun. The thing that's hardest for me this time of year is always being so far away from family. We live in a different continent, and my husband's family is on the West Coast and we're on the East Coast. So that's always really hard, not being near them, because, you know, it's all about connection. It's about family. So keep an eye out for the Soberful Life program. It's my subscription group. It is opening for enrollment for 2 weeks on January 1st. 2020. Soberful Life is a community of people who are dedicated to living a soberful life. And a soberful life is one where we do the deeper work on ourselves. So it's a group that's facilitated by myself and my co-host Chip Summers. We have workshops, we have other coaches in there, we have Q&A sessions, and we have plenty of support. So if you are interested in an affordable way to really get the help you need to have an extraordinary sober life, then please check out the Soberful Life program. Enrollment is only open for 2 weeks in January, and then it closes. And I'd like to wish Jean McCarthy a very, very happy holidays. Jean does so much for the SOPA community and is such a shining light. So have a very happy holidays. Jean, everybody listens to the Bubble Hour and everybody who's sober during this time of year. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Hi, Bubble Hour listeners. This is Lisa. You may recognize my voice as a host from the earliest days of the Bubble Hour. Jean asked me to stop by with a few tips for surviving the holidays sober. Even though I am approaching my seventh sober holiday season, I still find that navigating the holidays alcohol-free can be challenging. Something about the season makes me romanticize the idea of sipping a festive cocktail by a glowing fireplace while Christmas carols play softly in the background of my perfectly decorated home. So many lies. Please join me now for a reality check. First, I would not be casually sipping cocktails by the fireplace. It's usually too hot for a fire in my fireplace here in the South where I live. Second, I would not be sipping a cocktail casually. I would be drunkenly taking shots or sneak drinking wine with wild abandon. And the part about having a beautifully decorated home for the holidays, now that's funny. I have teenage children and two large dogs, so really, I'm kidding no one when I romanticize drinking. Revisiting drunken Christmases past helps me to remember the reason I stopped drinking in the first place. The memories are, of course, blurry, but I can recall with complete clarity my horrible hungover feelings, hopeless feelings of depression, anxiety, regret, and paranoia, which were all brought to me courtesy of drinking my way through the holidays. No thank you. I never want to be that miserable ever again. No drink is worth the misery that reminders of those feelings invoke. If you also find yourself doing some magical thinking about all the classy and sophisticated ways in which you imagine yourself drinking this holiday season, I highly encourage revisiting your own drunken Christmases past for a real reality check. I can also share a few tips for navigating unrealistic holiday expectations booze-free that have worked for me. Maybe something I share will also help you. First, I take my own drinks to parties. I learned early in my sobriety that if I wanted to be sure there would be something non-alcoholic at the event I was attending, I needed to bring it myself. I used to be embarrassed to do this, but now I bust up in the party with my nerdy little cooler full of LaCroix with no shame. When possible, I drive my own car so I can leave when I'm ready. I would much rather be known as my true antisocial self than as the drunkest girl at the party. If someone comments that I am antisocial, well, it's true. I am. So I just smile and I nod in agreement. And I thank the host for having me and quietly make my escape. And finally, wait for it. I do not have to go. When I figured this out, it was quite the revelation. I do not have to accept invitations? Who knew? Now I know my limits. If going to the party or gathering is just too stressful, I do not attend. People will understand, or they won't. It doesn't matter. What matters is my sobriety, and it comes first. Being serious about staying sober, which I absolutely am, I learned to put myself first when it comes to holiday socializing. Now, realistically, I know that this year is going to be an especially difficult Christmas for me. Longtime listeners may have heard me talk about my aunt, and this will be my first Christmas ever without her. She was my go-to person, my best friend. She passed away 3 months ago, and the grief I have felt is too difficult to describe in this little holiday message. So I'll leave it at this. I do not think I would have survived the grief had I not been sober for it. I'm more grateful this holiday season than ever for my sobriety. I'll be cherishing my aunt's memory and holding her close in my heart this Christmas while practicing gratitude and also seeing my therapist, of course. I keep a gratitude list of all things, large and small, that are better about my life now that I am sober. For example, I am trustworthy and dependable now. I'm healthier mentally and physically. I'm able to be of service to others. And now I've learned that I am able to work through and process excruciating grief. I do find a lot of joy in ordinary days, but holidays are harder for me than ordinary days, especially this year. But I will still find joy in the little moments that make me smile, and I'll do the next right thing every day, and that's how I'll get through. One last thing before I go. Please know that you are not alone. I will be here this holiday season not drinking with you. I am so grateful you are here listening to this podcast that just keeps on growing, thanks to Jean. Knowing that you are listening gives me hope and makes my step a little lighter as I brace myself for the whirlwind of the holidays. It is always nice to know that we are never alone on this journey. Lots of love to you all. I'm wishing you happy-ish holidays and a sober holiday season.
I hope you've enjoyed hearing these holiday messages, and please now let me add my own. If you're feeling a bit left out by not drinking at parties or family events or work events, please know you're not alone. You might be the only one at that party, in that room, who's not drinking, but remember that you have the voices you've just heard: Lotta, Catherine, Patty, Amanda, Laura, Emily, Ellie, Veronica, Lisa, all in your corner. My friend, I'm in your corner too. I show up here week after week because I really believe that we do better together, that recovery is something that happens when we share our stories and that we see ourselves in one another. And so I wish you all the best throughout the holidays. I've got this, you've got this, and we've got this together. Until next time, everyone, take good care.
I own it, I did that, not proud, but that was me. And when I face it, I take back a little dignity. Not looking for excuses, I just want to be free from the power. Head on me. In a dark corner is where shame likes to hide. Oh, you think you're strong just cause you keep it all inside. It just stays and wait there to rob you of your pride. Turn the light on, turn the light on. You can shine when you see. Not proud that that was me. And when I face it, I take back a little dignity. I'm not looking for excuses, I just want to be free from power. Oh, yes, head on me. You don't have to shout it out on Main Street to be clear. You don't need to whisper to confession every ears. The person you should talk to is looking at you in the mirror. And the one who matters most can always hear when you say I'm old, different, not proud, but that was me. And when I face it, I take back a little dignity. I'm not looking for excuses, I just want to be free from the power. Oh, yes, head on me. When you say I'm old, I did that, not proud, but that was me. And when I face it, I take back a little dignity. I'm not looking for excuses, I just want to be free from the power.